Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Andrea Bernstein, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. New York City is not kind to cars, from potholes, pedestrian right-of-way, and rumored parking ticket quotas, to plans to close much of Times Square and raise bridge tolls. The welcome mat is not out. But my next guest offers some respite, albeit for a fee, with her Park It NYC, Complete Guide to Parking Garages. Margot Tone has found 1,100 garages and lots in Manhattan and offers tips for driving around the borough. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So first of all, Margot, why bring a car into Manhattan after all?
That's an interesting question, and a lot of people choose to take the train in or another public transport. What I have found from talking to people is if they're coming in from the suburbs, they really want the convenience and control of being able to drive in, park quickly, easily, and then leave quickly and easily.
And yet so many people don't park quickly and easily. They circle, circle, and circle looking for spots and that elusive hope that the one on-street parking will open up for them. What is behind the psychology of that?
We all love something for free. And we believe that there's a way to beat the system. And it's fabulous. It's one of those great New York City moments to get a free parking spot.
So is your book, in a sense, a way to beat the system, to find the sort of best of the four pay options?
I think so. It's divided by neighborhoods. So you find out, look at the inside front cover. Where am I going? Exactly how far do I want to walk? And in the book, I've listed all of the rates for you, whether it's an early bird special, an evening special, weekend, or the hourly rates.
So where is the cheapest parking in New York?
The cheapest parking for monthly parking is up in the 140s around Amsterdam for about 106 a month. On the other side, the most expensive parking, it's usually a competition between 277 Park and 2 East 60th Street, and that averages about $1,000 a month.
Did you put together this book yourself? I mean, did you visit all these garages, or did you enlist a team of raters to help you?
I actually did it all myself. I have visited.
Wow, that must have been a fun time.
The first time was fascinating. I grew up in the city, and I got this great driver, and he and I drove every single street in the city, which was extraordinary to do. And now we go back and we visit all of the 1,093 garages.
And did you go in all of them?
I do. I have walked up driveways, down driveways, into darkly lit places.
Does your book also rate them for ambience?
You know, what I have done is went under the assumption, let's say elderly people were using the book. They don't want to walk down a long driveway or dark. So I noted if the driveway was steep or narrow or if it was very darkly lit or if it wasn't signed well on the street.
We have time to take a few calls on this, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post your comment on our website at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Do you drive in for work or theater? Why do you drive? Do you have your special way to get into the city? Any parking garages you like? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We have one comment or one question, excuse me, from our producer saying, you have even identified the prettiest parking garage. Where is that?
I have. There is one brand or chain of parking garage operator called GGMC. It's a family-owned company, and the owner has gone to just great lengths to decorate and paint the garages. So you walk in and you feel really good about it. They tend to be themed based on where it is.
How big a difference does it make when you need to park?
I think that's the biggest difference. People always say, Margo, where's the best parking? And for some people, it's right where you need to be. And for others, it's I only want to pay $10 a day. So the way the parking system works is there's hourly rates. You can park for an hour, 2 hours, 12 hours. And then there are these fabulous deals where if you get in before 9 or 10 in the morning and leave by 6 or 7 in the evening, you can pay $10 for the whole day or $12. Equally, if you're coming in the early evening, late afternoon, you can pay. Down in the financial district, I found some for you. If you park there for 2 hours near City Hall, it'll be $22 to $29. Early bird specials, $25 to $30, and you can stay most of the day. If you park after 4 p.m., you can pay $12.
What accounts for variations parking prices? I mean, you can, you know, on the same block, maybe find a $10 or maybe even $15 difference in your parking fee.
Right. I found that part of it is if it's part of a larger organization or an independently owned, equally if it's cash only or if they take credit cards, and about a third don't take credit cards. Seasonality is big, and also what the person down the block does.
My guest is Margot Tone, and she is the author of Park It, New York City's Complete Guide to Parking Garages. If you have a question for her, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Now, do you have any recommendations? I mean, you were talking about people from the suburbs wanting to have control in certain situations. Do you have any recommendations about sort of, you know, if you are, driving in for occasional use? You know, when is the best time to arrive? When is the best time to leave? Where is the best place to put it?
I used to advise people up in the Westchester and lower Southern Connecticut area, if they're coming in for theater, come down the west side if they can, obviously the east side as well. And there's a lot of great specials in the theater district if you park by 10 a.m. I've got a couple that are $12 and $13. You can stay till 7 p.m. So if you're coming in for a matinee, have lunch first and just get in early and save money that way.
Let's take a call. Let's go to Jason from Manhattan. Hi, Jason. You're on WNYC.
Hello. No disrespect to your caller, but I have to say, shame on you for encouraging people to pollute our city and drive in. I ride my bike or take the train every day to work, and I see so much inefficiency, so much. People sitting in the back of cabs, for instance, or sitting in their car by themselves, trying to get through traffic, just sitting still. And truth is it's just not right, or people have to pay the actual true cost if they're going to drive in for their own convenience. And,
Jason, thank you for your call. Let's get a response from Margot Tone, author of Park It. What do you think about that, that people just should not drive?
Well, I think it's an interesting point. And interestingly, New York City was actually just rated the second most congested city in the country after one small town in Southern California. And I talked to the people at Transportation Alternatives, because they're really encouraging people to stop driving or take bicycles or at least carpool. And they said that really such a driver of why there's so much congestion is exactly what you were talking about, Andrea, people looking around for street parking. So when I spoke to them, they said, you know, Margot, at least you're helping people get off the street quicker.
When you go into park in a garage, you're paying for the convenience. And I think one of the things that people think is, you know, you can go in with your station wagon full of stuff and leave it there. Is that a correct assumption?
Yes, you can. I do advise people, if you're concerned about anything being stolen, like jewelry or your Easy Pass is, or loose change that you might keep for parking meters, take that with you. I also advise them to just do a quick run around the car, the same you would when you rent a car, and make sure the attendant, if there's any scratches, notes that.
I think one thing that's confusing to people is, are you supposed to tip the parking garage attendant?
I'm an advocate of tipping. What I do is I actually tip when I drop off the car, rather than when I get the car. And I've talked to some of the garage attendants and valets and garage operators, and they actually said, you know, I think it goes a little further. My feeling is if a car is worth $15,000 to $30,000, an extra dollar helps.
All right, let's take a call. Carlos from Mamaroneck, you're on WNYC.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to concur with some of the strategies, and I found there's a certain zen to parking in the city. I actually come in from Westchester, and I do confirm that it is helpful when you need to be somewhere, you know, your car's available. But I find that there's certain moments when there's spots available. I mean, there's turnover when the alternate site street parking regulations, are lapsing. And also certain times of the day, such as like the end of the workday, when a lot of the construction crews and folks, they leave early, like between 3 and 5 o'clock, and there's kind of a natural turnover. But I did want to ask the author's opinion about bestparking.com. I found it to be a very useful site to be able to get a quick scan on parking garages, at least in Manhattan, and if she thinks it's useful and if it has any kind of drawbacks.
Thank you for your call, Carlos. Margot Tone, we have just a few moments, but what do you think about bestparking.com?
Right. Best Parking is essentially an online version of what my book does, and I think both the online version and the book appeal to different people. There are those who want to plan ahead, either with the book or online. The reason I did a book is really catering to an audience that says, I believe I can get street parking. Then they can't find it, and they have the book right in front of them to do the research.
Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call from Jay from Norwalk. Hi, Jay. You're on WNYC. You got about 20 seconds.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I love taking Metro North, but I usually don't because it's cheaper to drive.
Well, that is an interesting calculation. But is it cheaper to drive? Once you account for parking, gas, wear and tear, tolls?
There are certain times last summer when the gas prices got quite expensive. My analysis said sometimes, you know, it depends on the number of people. If you have four people in a car, Absolutely, I think it makes sense.
All right, thank you very much. My guest has been Margot Tone. She's the author of Park It, New York City's Complete Guide to Parking Garages. And the conversation continues, as it always does, by clicking on the Brian Lehrer page at WNYC.org.